Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 44 degrees at 8:30 here on this Monday morning. For the first time this week, we'll see a dozen candidates debate on a single stage.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and billionaire activist Tom Steyer were added to a field of 10 candidates who debated last month. The 12-person field tomorrow in Westerville, Ohio, is the largest ever for a presidential primary debate, but it's likely the last time at least some of the Democrats will qualify. Next month's debate, the fifth, is tougher to qualify for. Candidates must have 165,000 donors spread over at least 20 states and hit 3% in four or more state or national polls. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says two women and a baby have been killed in a crash just south of Lawrence.
Troopers say the crash happened just before 6 p.m. Friday on U.S. 59 when a southbound car went out of control, crossed the median into the northbound lanes, and was broadsided by another car. Investigators say the driver of the southbound car, 20-year-old Tiffany Cox of Ottawa, and two passengers, 19-year-old Kiffany Meichen and 8-month-old Azriel Ubelaker, both of Baldwin City, were killed in the crash. All three died at the scene. Officials say a 62-year-old Topeka man driving the car that hit Cox's car was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The patrol is investigating what caused Cox to lose control of her car. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A handful of Kansas counties are being urged to upgrade their voting machines to a voting system that creates a paper record of each vote.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports the American Association for the Advancement of Science urged Geary, Grant, Greeley, Hamilton, Harvey, Sumner, Wallace, and Wilson counties to upgrade to newer voting machines. Those eight counties currently use voting machines that record voter choices electronically without creating a paper record. Katie Kupel with the Kansas Secretary of State's office says fewer than 10 of the state's 105 counties use election equipment that doesn't create a paper trail. She says several counties are planning to buy new equipment before next year's presidential elections. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices were essentially flat over the past 2 weeks, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says.
The current national average price at the pump for a regular grade is $2.73, and that is the same price it was 2 weeks ago, except that the price is up by about one-third of one penny in the same period.
Lundberg says gas prices likely would have dropped if not for some extra repair projects at some refineries, some of which were not planned. It's not just GM workers on strike in the automotive industry.
Over 3,000 Mack truck workers are walking the picket lines at plants in three states. It's the first such walkout in decades after the United Auto Workers Union authorized the strike this weekend. Union workers say one of the biggest issues is job security, along with wages, pensions, and health benefits. No negotiations are scheduled until October 21st. Company President Martin Weisberg says he's surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out instead of negotiating while still working. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A 21-year-old Kansas City man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2017 fatal shooting of a woman stopped at a traffic light. The Kansas City Star reports Anton Hunter received the sentence Friday after pleading guilty in August to second-degree murder and weapons counts in the April 30, 2017 shooting of 18-year-old Isabel Addison. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another nice day expected in Wichita today with temperatures soaring above average. We should be in the low 70s by the time we head to lunch and 77 for the high. Winds will pick up out of the southeast later on this afternoon. Clouds move in tonight. Our low 54, cooler and 66 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 44 degrees. KNSS News Time, 8:33, here with Steve and Ted. And, Ted, we've got the We got the blur right now. You're going to talk about somebody in Fox is stepping down, one of the anchor people?
Yeah, one of the longtime Fox News anchors, Shepard Smith, is leaving.
Jane Fonda was arrested on the steps of the Capitol building Friday, speaking out about climate change with a handful of protesters. The actress was seen in a video being placed in handcuffs, being escorted into a police van.
So we're trying to educate people to why the Green New Deal, a Green New Deal, is important. The importance of voting for the climate.
Fonda was demonstrating along with the group Oil Change International. The protests are part of Jane's Fire Drill Fridays initiative, according to TMZ. She's vowed to protest outside the Capitol every Friday, inspired by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg and her weekly climate strikes across the globe. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
That was obviously a report about Jane Fonda getting arrested.
Yeah,
there.
She was arrested, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Still activism. A longtime actor known for his roles on the big and small screen has passed away.
Academy Award nominee Robert Forster, who made a career as a character actor, died Friday. He appeared on Broadway and in more than 100 films and TV shows, earning an Oscar nomination for his role in the 1997 film Jackie Brown. Newer fans will remember Forster in the 2017 reboot of Twin Peaks.
Is that you, Doc? This is Sheriff Frank Truman calling.
As well as the just-released El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, and in TV's Last Man Standing as Tim Allen's dad.
I can't wait to hear the truth about me.
Forster died in Los Angeles after a battle with brain cancer. He was 78. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Police arresting a man they believe stole a lot of material from Tom Petty.
Police say they apprehended the man who stole several priceless items from a storage facility that belonged to the late rocker Tom Petty, according to TMZ. Among the items were the singer's guitars, guns, and several hard drives with unreleased songs recorded before his death. The outlet reports the items stolen last month were worth at least $100,000. Police said the thief confessed to the crime and was arrested for burglary. It was 2 years last week that we lost the superstar at the age of 66. His wife and daughter revealed that he suffered an overdose caused by a variety of medications, including fentanyl and oxycodone. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
We'll take a look at the movies came out this weekend. How did things shake out at the box office?
I'm Jane Metzler, still number one and by a long shot.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
More moviegoers introduced to Joaquin Phoenix's scary performance in Joker. It made another $55 million its second weekend in theaters, $192.7 million over the past 10 days. A computer animated comedy opening in second.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
That music sound familiar? The Addams Family making $30.3 million in third.
Has this ever happened to you before? Your own government trying to kill you?
That's new.
Will Smith stars as an assassin on the run in Gemini Man. It took in $20.5 million, cost $140 million to make. Abominable finishing fourth. Downton Abbey making another $4.9 million to finish fifth. Its global take $152.2 million so far. That's Fox on Film.
So there's the movie wrap-up for the weekend. Hey, Kiss goes down under.
Legendary rockers Kiss are about to perform for one tough crowd, a school of sharks.
We put speakers underwater, we crank the amp up, and we play rock music.
Eight lucky fans will get a chance to travel to Australia. The band will be on one boat while the fans will be on another, which is attached to a submarine. The fans will then descend into the water in the sub as the band plays music through underwater speakers.
The vibration goes out and brings the sharks in from great distances.
Tickets go on sale starting at 6 Eastern. The first come, first served event costs $50. Proceeds will go to charity. Go to airbnb.com/kiss. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Let's check out last night, last week tonight with John Oliver.
Some teams now seem to be enforcing Chinese restrictions on speech here in the U.S.
Sam Walks and his wife held Free Hong Kong signs at last night's Sixers game against a team from China. But when Walks started yelling Free Hong Kong, he was escorted away by security.
Wow. Those fans were deemed too outspoken and obnoxious for professional sports in Philly. In Philly! A city where fans have booed Santa Claus, punched police horses, and intentionally vomited on an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah. Let's see. 25 years ago today, two movies came out in Wichita movie theaters. Pulp Fiction and The Shawshank Redemption. Two pretty interesting movies right there.
They are.
And, yeah, I just saw Shawshank on the big screen a few weeks ago.
I'll take it.
Good
That's
stuff.
A good one.
Yep. Neither of them won Best Picture, though. Of course, Forrest Gump won Best Picture that year. Boo. Couple of music notes from, well, we will talk about, it was 50 years ago on this day that an album came out called Rhymes and Reasons by a new artist named John Denver.
Wow.
His first album came out 50 years ago today, Rhymes and Reasons.
Saw him in the Round at Kansas Coliseum years ago. He stayed out
stuff.
There and played all 3 hours.
Man.
He was a good
artist,
talented.
Good performer. Yep. 60 years ago on this day, actor Errol Flynn passed away. How old was he when he passed away?
He was in his 40s, wasn't he?
He was 50.
50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Younger than me. And he, of course, he looked like he was 70.
He did not look like he was
50. Nope. He had financial difficulties. He had gone up to Canada, and he began complaining of severe pain in his back and legs. They took him to a doctor. He couldn't even get up the stairs. He couldn't even get up the building stairs. They gave him 50 milligrams of Demerol intravenously. Then they did a leg massage on him and advised him to rest. He said he felt better. After 20 minutes, they came back to check on him. He's unresponsive.
Wow.
Yeah. They did immediate medical treatment, but he did not survive. He passed away at the age of 50. That was 60 years ago on this day. And the cause of death had to do with heart, had to do with bad liver. Of course, he had liver. He drank a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Drank, smoked, did all the bad things.
He was survived. Both his parents survived him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he have a son who served or was a correspondent in Vietnam?
I believe that's correct.
I think he was an Australian.
A massive star in the 1930s and 40s.
Gosh.
Errol Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
Buried at Forest Lawn in Glendale, California, a place he once remarked that he hated. Errol Flynn.
Too bad.
And finally, Steve, this song was released 50 years ago on this day. The final single by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Someday We'll Be Together.
Boy, they were big.
This was literally and figuratively, this was the end of the 1960s. This song was the last number one hit of the 1960s.
Wow.
Right at the very, very, very end of 1969.
How about that?
Yeah. Of course, they did a farewell concert in January of 70, and then Diana Ross left the Supremes for a solo career. This is the last number one, the final single released by Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. It was released 50 years ago on this day. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. You know, they're great. And you can like them on Facebook. They have their own Facebook page.
Wow,
so get on there
that?
And like them.
Yeah.
And then the next time your appliance goes... You just know where to find him and give him a call real
Betcha.
Quick. Call Terry and make an appointment at 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
842 Steve and Ted. Something new for a downtown Wichita building. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!